Sister Franny married a guy from her office. And Vicky's with a man whose house she sold. But I'm collecting tolls on the Jersey Turnpike. And I'm starting to imagine myself staying single, growing old. Lots of guys pass through, and you'd think they could chat for a minute or two, but no, it's always a rush with these men. Yet there's this one I'd kill to see again. Monday to Friday, he'd swing into my lane. My Tarzan commuter for his change-making Jane. He'd give me a smile like he wished he could stay. The guy with the beanie in the blue Chevrolet. I came to expect him at 8:42-ish. I'm not really sure, but my boss thinks he's Jewish. He bought me a bagel one blizzardy day. That guy with a beanie in the blue Chevrolet. To tell you the truth, as he'd inch toward my booth, my chest would start pounding and my palms went damp. My legs got shaky and began to cramp. And there he'd be, and all I could manage to say was, "Nava Heist Day." Then he'd pull away. Bye bye, blue Chevrolet. Most of these drivers are as blank as can be. I don't think about them and they don't think about me. But I've spent countless hours dreaming of my future fiancé with his needlepoint beanie and that rattly blue Chevrolet. Why does my tongue get tied in a knot when I'm faced with the thing I want a lot? Am I destined to sabotage my dreams? Why did I blow every chance to confess? Was I waiting for him to just guess? Well, I've waited too long, it seems. Because he went out and got himself an easy pass tag. Now he's whizzing by, and I've hit a big snag. How can I reach you? I hear myself say to the back of his beanie, passing five lanes away. I could make an appeal to Officer Neal to take me for a ride in his trooper car, to find the blue Chevy with the 6-point star. We'd chase him with the siren till he pulled aside, and I'd run to his window all dewy-eyed. He'd reap from the car, we'd be face to face, and all of the pieces would fall into place. He'd beg me to start a family, him and me and Beanie Baby makes three. Gee, you're probably thinking that I've hit a new low, chasing some guy whose name I don't even know. But if you'd seen his smile, I'm sure you'd feel the same way about my guy with the beanie in the blue Chevrolet. I know it's a crazy dream, but I'm gonna find him.